WTAP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Nearly 133,000 people were apprehended at the border with Mexico last month, the highest monthly total in a dozen years. Immigration officials say more than 84,000 were adults and children. Another 11,000 were children traveling alone. President Trump has asked Congress for $4.5 billion to address a huge surge. The House and Senate have yet to approve it. Shelters and other places to house the immigrants are filled beyond capacity. And because of the record influx of families, children are being held longer than the 72 hours required by law. Trump is also threatening to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico imports starting Monday, unless the Mexican government takes more steps to keep the migrants, most of them from Central America, from reaching the border.
Mexico, you know, wants to make a deal. They have their entire delegation right now going over to probably the White House location, but to negotiate with our people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is not the way to go.
Not to be punishing Mexico, because in punishing Mexico, we'll be punishing America as well.
Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and other U.S. officials met today with Mexican officials to find ways for Mexico to meet Trump's demands and stave off the tariffs. A Columbus, Ohio doctor is charged with killing 25 patients. Shelley Adler has more.
Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien announced the charges against Dr. William Usel.
Franklin County Grand Jury filed and returned a 25-count indictment against Dr. Usel for murder. Each of those counts allege that violation of Ohio law that carries a penalty of 15 to life if there is a conviction.
A lawyer for Usel has said he didn't intend to kill patients. More than two dozen wrongful death lawsuits have been filed against the doctor and the hospital system. I'm Shirley Adler.
This is AP Radio News. Just as he did 75 years ago, but thankfully not facing the murderous fire from below, former 101st Airborne paratrooper Tom Rice jumped from a U.S. transport plane and parachuted into Normandy.
Great, great. Beautiful drive, beautiful jump, beautiful flight. Everything was perfect.
Rice says when he jumped in 1944, it was in the dark and the worst jump he'd ever had. Another reenactor, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert Schaefer, a former Green Beret, carried whiskey, cigars, and the dog tag and wallet his grandfather, George Emmert, had carried with him when he fought in France. An Albuquerque, New Mexico teenager faces drug and weapons charges accused by prosecutors of using Snapchat to peddle fentanyl, assault weapons, and other firearms. FBI and state police say they found 60 fentanyl tablets, a loaded AR-15 pistol with a 30-round magazine, in a search of the boy's home. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.